Y'all probably shouldn't have asked me to do this.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Somewhere right now, it's 4:20.
Oh boy, I found some tasty new cookie snacks at my local 7-Eleven. They're called the Complete Cookie from Lenny and Larry's. The Complete Cookie is all-natural vegan, made with no eggs and no dairy. They come in lemon poppy seed, chocolate chip, and peanut butter. Mmm, good. Go ahead and get yourself down to a 7-Eleven today and try a Complete Cookie today.
Did you? I enjoyed your little commercial.
Yeah, I did say anywhere, didn't I?
It was good. It was good. It was good. You did well. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
And you're listening to Shyampa Radio.
Shyampa Radio, we may have a guest. Episode 3 for Friday, May 29th, 2015.
All right, so here's the deal for details. Not fellow Illinois states voted were prohibited.
Welcome back. How are you tonight, sir?
I am doing well. How are you? Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Wait.
Folks, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, there we go. I forgot
the intricacies of Google Drive.
We have applause. Okay.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. So you're like wondering, well, what's this? We may have a guest. Well, I actually have. He's kind of taking a nap at this moment.
You have a nappy guest over here. Sleepy guest.
He's stoned, but he was curious about what I do, so he figured, well, why not?
You know what I'm going to be doing?
Now that sounds like a worthwhile activity. By the way, folks, that commercial that you heard on the intro, I did that today. I discovered these cookies. They're actually not that bad.
They're not, huh?
But let me tell you something, though. Do not eat two cookies
within
a short period of time.
Do they make you poop?
Well, I have a feeling that they're so high in fiber that this is the cause of some of my indigestion issues at the moment.
Yes.
We have indigestion issues, but that's fine. We'll take care of everything. And if we have to, I have my finger on the mute button.
Yay, the finger on the mute button.
So, hey, listen, you know, we need to give a shout out to you for creating our lovely Tampa Weed Radio Facebook page.
Shout out to you.
Yep. And we also have a live listener line, so if you're listening to us live, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. And we're still working on that IRC chat channel, and we'll be working on that for a little while probably, because you know there's so many things you got to worry about with chat. You get too many freaks and weirdos, and then you got to sit there and moderate. And it's like, you know what? I'm sitting here broadcasting, folks.
Freaks and weirdos.
Yes. Speaking of which, last week has been absolutely fucking crazy.
Has it?
And as of 8:30 this evening, Central Standard Time, of course, it's going to be even freakier for people in Phoenix, Arizona. There might be some breaking news that... be coming out of this.
What's going on in Arizona right now?
Well,
a lot of cop cars.
Yeah.
They're flying by the studio. I just hope Brenda doesn't get hit.
Did she not make it in yet? That's our phone wrangler, by the way, folks.
She's been missing for the past few weeks.
I'm glad she could make it to work. That's awesome.
So what's going on? What's going on in what was, you said Arizona, New Mexico,
yeah, well,
Canada?
There's some interested folks. They're interested in their freedom of speech rights. And they're going to the mosque of...
Oh, these idiots.
Yes.
Oh, God.
They're going to that mosque where those two folks that did something in Texas or something or other.
That was that. It was that Mohammed cartoon drawing thing that they were doing.
Right.
Yeah, they did it. Right. That was the one where that shooting was at. And now, yeah, I read. Anyway, go on.
You know, so they're going to go and protest. And apparently the leader of this protest said, well, it's going to be peaceful. But he cautioned or advised his followers to be armed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's so, always a good sign.
So I don't know if we'll still be broadcasting at that point. Oh, and Ian added they're a biker gang.
Oh, and a biker gang.
Yes. Yes. So you know what? This is not a crowd that, you know, we hope you, our listeners, are kind of hanging out with. And if you are, definitely give us a call at 813-327-8566 if you're, like, right there. And you got some kind of news reports or something. Because, you know, we would love to scoop this story. That would be so awesome.
Right.
But anyways, we got some news for you tonight. We got some really interesting things going on. And I'm sure we may have a guest or two on the line with us.
That may happen. That's yep. Always possible. So, oh, is that my cue? Okay. Hold on. No? Yes? Yes?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
What? Okay. Joe, do you have some news?
And now for the news.
Good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest top 420 news. Little self-contained pods coming to a disaster near you. We've come a long way in figuring out how to provide power out of the sun, and via the wind. And you've probably also heard of those mini apartments popping up in places like San Francisco and New York and now Chicago, too. But what's coming next is true-to-form pod people city. Eco-capsules, designed by Bratislava-based Nice Architects, promise to let anyone live off the grid for up to a year. Each unit is equipped with solar panels, a retractable wind turbine, and a design that captures rainwater. Inside, you'll find a kitchenette with running water, a flushing toilet, and a hot shower. The EcoCapsule is suitable for a wide range of applications, write the designers, such as an independent research station, or a tourist lodge to an emergency housing, or a humanitarian action unit. Those interested in buying one will be able to pre-order at the end of this year, apparently, with delivery in the first half of 2016. So, you know what? That could be interesting. All right. Oh, those Silicon Valley people and their super drugs. Once again, the West Coast is... Yes. Yes. Once again, the West Coast is taking the lead on designer drugs that help increase your productivity. Who would want that? But the details are a little sketchy on what the long-term effects of these drugs can be. Essentially, the folks claim that your mental processes are enhanced because the drug enhances the connections between the neurons in your brain, and that somehow makes everything just go faster. We'll have a link to the story in our show notes.
Yes. I have a beep. I have a very important beep. It was that important.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
And this just in, an update on the Who Is Appy app. Happiness app, a social media app that allows for you to anonymously announce that you're getting high. Well, I tried it once. It's buggy. It sucked. I really just wanted to find like-minded souls who happen to be happy just like me. So I called up the app, and of course, I made sure the location services were enabled first. Then I scanned the map. I didn't see anything, so I clicked the happy face. That made me happy for a little bit. And then the app crashed. That made me sad.
That's kind of... Wow.
And that's your latest 420 news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
to you, Anthony.
Well, hey. That was some exciting news. So tell us a little more about this app, this happy app, because you've been kind of following it for a while. And or is this a different app? You had an app that said you were oh, read the text script, silly. All right. Where is the text script? Wait. The breaking news. And that's your latest 420 news. Back to you. Okay, hi. Want to be a guest on Champa Radio? Be part of our on-air experience. Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. 813-327-8566. Random talk. Discuss news stories. Whatever comes to mind.
So, yeah. Well, the happiness app, it's kind of buggy. It really... You know, I hit the happiness face once, and all of a sudden when I went back to the map, it showed like three different puff clouds. But those three different puff clouds were mine, because apparently it registered that I was happy three times.
I see. So and how again did it figure out you were happy?
But just by hitting the smiley face.
Oh, okay. So you told it you were happy.
Right.
Okay. Go on.
I have to tell these things.
Oh, I thought it read your mind.
It's coming soon, okay. But not yet.
Oh, all right.
So what do you think about those pods?
Oh, the little hippie woo-woo pods?
Did you click on that link? Did you see those pods? Could you imagine having one of those?
Here, let me look at them right now. You should post it to our Facebook page.
I will.
I think that, oh, my goodness, it looks like an egg. It looks like a stainless steel egg with a turbine. That's
and solar
interesting.
Panels.
Ooh, it looks like a diseased egg. That's interesting.
But imagine being able to take that to your favorite recreational state and just living completely off the grid, having your own escape. I mean, you're just going to use that to sleep. Because really, if you're in the wilderness, for instance, you want protection from the bears and the bored pandas and, you know, all the... creatures that might happen to be.
Well, yeah. No. I get that. But why would I want to do that?
You know, if you take a vacation, say for instance,
I like to stay in hotels. They clean for you.
Well, but think about it though. You could have these as like little instead of log cabins, you have pods.
Okay. Well, no. I totally get the concept. I mean,
you go to your pod resort.
You go to your pod resort. See, I don't know if I'd want to do a pod resort. I don't think it's for me. I mean, I get the whole concept behind it, and you know, it's kind of neat looking in a strange eggy sort of way. I don't know. The shape maybe could be a little different. But it works.
Okay, but look inside, okay? Ignore the shape on the outside. Look at the inside. And just think of all the different customization options. And, you know, you could have little different sects of different kinds of pods. You know, for instance, the purely country-styled people could have their little pod-decorated country or Italian-style southern country. Or, you know, leather fanatics could totally do their pods with slings and... different catapults and whatever. I mean, things that they use in their activities. I don't know why I said catapults.
I'm kind of interested in that myself. I was going to say something different, and I totally forgot what I was going to say just from what you had to say. And now I'm interested in okay, catapults. All right, well, that might be a bit of a small space for a catapult.
Right. Let's go to a commercial break.
You want to go to a commercial break? All right, we'll go to the commercial break. All right, hold on. All right, folks, we'll be back in a little bit.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn. Plus... sparkling soda. plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Somewhere right now, it's 420.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it be Lone Brown.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer, have a Lone Brown. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one, Lone Brown.
Tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandito. You know what I heard about you? I heard you want to be a Frito Bandito like me. You do? Then you must sing the Bandito song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chips bag. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Now, boys and girls, you are Frito Bandidos too. You sing the Frito Bandito song and you look for crunchy Fritos corn chips.
That's nice.
Munch, 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 Fritos corn chips. Munch, 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 Fritos corn chips.
How you doing? This is Shirley Q. Liquor with the United States Pro Smoking Committee. We formed this last night at my house. Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston's just tastes good like a cigarette should. And Winston give you real flavor, full rich tobacco flavor. Winston easy drawing too. The filters put the flavor through. Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. Mm-hmm. I need me a smoke break now.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Wow.
You got some shiznit going on. Shirley's pro-smoking campaign always makes me want to have a cigarette. It really does.
I listen to the commercial now and I still laugh about it because it sounds so ridiculous. Hey folks, this is Joe from Cheyenne Radio. Are we back? We're back.
Yes.
You know, I'm in my head, folks. I'm so into this podcasting thing. I literally want quotes. I want a headset with people talking in my ears, saying stuff to me like, cute. You know what? That'll come with time. If you've got an idea or you want to be a part of this experience, we are looking for you.
My foot clamped. That one was a little harsh. Sorry.
Ooh, I can smell it way over here. And we're like, what, 1,800 miles apart?
Something like that. 17 hours by car. A bitch of a drive.
Google search. Google search.
Do we have a Google search?
Yep. Okay,
hold on. Where are you, Google search? There we go. So what is the Google search for?
Nautical miles between Tampa and Chicago.
Is that nautical air miles?
Yes, air miles. 1,007.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Nautical miles, 874. Believe that or not.
Well, the aeronautical miles, I believe.
It's a straight line distance.
It's a straight line, yeah.
Right. Now, if you're driving in a straight line, which I don't think you can.
No, there'd be mountains over there. There'd be big mountains. I mean, you can kind of know it's kind of a zigzaggy. God, that felt good.
Excuse you.
Thank you. Kind of went through dinner pretty quickly. Excuse me. Yes, 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 yes. Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, I've been having a little bit of verklempt myself. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going around. It sucks.
I know. Make sure to call us at 813-327-8566 if you'd like to discuss anything with us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you've got a comment on any one of our news stories or you want to just chit the chat.
Commento.
If you know where Dick White went to, we're still trying to page him.
No, oh my goodness. But we did not find Dick White, but we found Fred Smith.
Fred Smith?
Yes,
who's
yes.
Fred Smith?
Fred Smith is a Lake Wales man. He's 82 years old, and he slashed some old lady's tires over a bingo dispute. What happened? Is everything okay?
Oh, yes. I just had to pass the device, because, you know, that's...
Pass the device. Yes, so... Mm-hmm. So an 82-year-old man, Fred Smith, used an ice pick to slash the tires on an 88-year-old woman's van, during a weekly bingo game at the Lake Ashton Retirement Community Clubhouse, according to Lake Wales Police Department. Police said Smith admitted to slashing her tires, saying she constantly took his seat at bingo and wanted to get back at her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
82 years old.
He's facing misdemeanor charges. They're crazy. Crazy old man. Slashing old lady's tires. You should see the mugshot. The mugshot's lovely. The mugshot is lovely. I gotta post it. In fact, I'm posting it right now.
Yeah, well, you know, how can they find us?
Well, they can find us on Facebook. And we are Cheyampa Weed Radio on Facebook. Find us and like us. That's Cheyampa Weed Radio. All right, here. Let's go ahead and post the article.
How do you spell that, Anthony?
It's Cheyampa. Cheyampa. All right, so.
Sorry.
Yeah, we had an 82-year-old man slashing old lady's tires, Lake Wales, Florida. Welcome to Florida. Florida is crazy. Am I missing a cue? Hold on. Wait.
No.
I'm
just
looking
have
for
excessive
a window.
Flump tonight, folks.
Where's a window? Window. No, you're not a window. Are you a window? Where's the window? Where's the window? Oh, there's the window. All right. So, yeah. And, bingo. Over bingo.
Bingo over bingo. That's pretty good.
No, slashing tires over bingo.
You know, it's just like there's so many crazy things going on right now, and it's just I'm glad I don't go out much. I'm glad I enjoy the peace and quiet of my home.
Do you? Well, that's always good.
Mm-hmm.
That's always important. That's very important to enjoy the peace and quiet of one's home and feel grounded.
Yes.
and safe and
yes.
Secure, you know, like swaddled in a way. Totally. I know, I
yes.
Totally get it.
Especially now that there's a high allergy thing going on.
Yeah, my allergies have been pretty bad down here as well. And you guys are kind of really starting to go through your spring, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. It's been raining off and on, but the thing about the rain is the pollen. Oof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that totally will drive me crazy. but it will it's gotten worse earlier here because usually we start up before you do, but it's I guess all the storms in Texas just kind of blew a whole bunch of shit our way, at least in the air. We've had some storms the other night as well, but it's been a very high pollen count, I think, around here.
Yeah.
Which is very tragic, but it's okay.
So, taking a look at a few different news stories out of theweedblog.com. And it's amazing to see this different community of folks that really do a lot of spearheading for legalization in different states.
So what have you seen?
Federal employees reminded that they can't consume marijuana even in areas where it's legal.
Okay.
So, you know, marijuana consumption is legal within certain parameters in 3 states.
Yeah.
And in Washington, D.C., apparently.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
I didn't realize that. In Washington, D.C., there's certain areas where you can actually legally consume marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
I don't know when that happened. It kind of happened under the radar, because when I found out about it, I was surprised as well.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, let's take a look. DC.
Of course, what happened to our not-so-good friend Dennis Hastert? I guess it was his time, huh? You know, for people that kind of hide like that in the closet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What exactly happened with him? I don't think I caught the whole story on him.
I mean, all the flashy headlines said something like it's, you know, he paid hush money to a male call person back in the day for sex.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, good for him.
Mm-mm. Mm. Excessive phlegm production. I'm sorry.
My goodness. My goodness.
Yes, so, I mean, there's things like this that, you know, much more hypocritical than smoking a little weed.
No, I totally agree, but, you know, unfortunately, it's still... I was going to say, it's not up for review anywhere, is it? I mean, a couple of states, I think, have done it, but... Anything on the federal level?
Well, not quite yet. You know, I think as soon as more states start realizing the tax benefits and they sign on with it.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
Although there was something that Obama said about weed. Let's see if we can do a Google search without the music.
We can go sans Google music for now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, something Obama said. This is a story out of the Huffington Post Politics edition, back in on April 23rd. Apparently, President Barack Obama signals support for medical marijuana and for rolling back the federal government's war on drugs.
Well, that's very good. That's very interesting.
He's like, you know, I think I'd have to look at the details, Obama began in response, but I'm on record as saying that not only do I think carefully prescribed medical use of marijuana may in fact be appropriate, and we should allow the science as opposed to ideology on this issue. Ideology. Ideology.
Are you feeling idealistic?
Not right now.
I see. And why... feeling what right now,
right
this
now,
very moment.
Oh, it feels like I have a cobweb,
in your throat
that I can't get rid of. Yes, and it's very annoying. It's really annoying because it's like
yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is. You know, folks, if you have a clue as to what was that, Ian? It's Ebola, he says. Oh, wait, anthrax. Yeah, that's...
It's always possible.
You know, with the amount of anthrax, that could be a possible discussion point. And if you've got something to say about this, Anthony, how can they get a hold of us?
They can reach us at 813-327-8566, 813-327-8566.
Yeah. so, you know, Ebola, anthrax. I'm thinking that with the amount of anthrax that's been mailed mm-hmm. so far,
yeah, yeah,
some of it has somehow escaped. You realize that some of it has escaped. Mm. It's been sprinkled throughout the system. Sure,
maybe,
or do they do a thorough cleaning?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a very good question. I mean, I imagine it was packed in some sort of way that would prevent it. I mean, they obviously knew what it was as soon as the package was available. So I'm assuming it was packed pretty well. At least that's my hope.
I'm assuming, though, from the time that it was mailed, that it had to still go through the system at some level.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
Right.
It makes you shows you, know, you what you instance, can send through the service like that, you know.
Exactly. But getting back to the Obama story, because I just got so off track.
Off track.
As I was reading this story about Obama, I sort of merged the fact that the incidences of smoking increase when you use seatbelts, and I'm like, that's not right.
The chances of smoking increase when you use seatbelts?
Yes.
That's a very, very interesting take on things.
That is totally incorrect. It's more like he's saying that we've reduced the incidences of smoking and we've increased the incidences of seatbelt use. So
well, there
be
we
careful
go.
When you're reading, folks.
That is very
sometimes
important.
When you're you know?
It is very important to keep things
it sure
you know, in
is.
Order.
So, Anthony and I were talking during the break about if we decided to make a commitment to recording 420 episodes of Cheyenne Radio. And Anthony, how long would it have taken?
I think it would have taken us like 8 years. Eight years if we did it every week. Once a week.
I mean, I'm certainly down for smoking for as many years as I possibly can.
No, I agree. I can't guarantee 8 years. I will be able to, depending on work obligations and stuff. We might be able to get a few handful, but we can work towards that goal and see what happens.
Yeah, baby steps.
Exactly. How is your connection over there tonight, Joe? Because you've been kind of scratchy lately these past few moments.
As far as hearing you, everything has been quite well.
Okay.
Now, obviously, I can't monitor how I'm coming out.
Okay.
So now there are. Let's see. What connection are we using? Well, when we go to the next commercial break, I might go ahead and change the connection, and then we'll see how things go.
All right, that sounds reasonable.
But, now I'm all verklempt because of my connection.
Are you connectified? Don't get verflunked.
Well, we're gonna make some adjustments, and then maybe we'll take a commercial break.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's take a commercial break and see where we go, and then we'll take it from there. All righty.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Somewhere right now, it's 420.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita B. banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Listening to WEED Chicago Tampa Chiampa Radio.
You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. You can't take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but
you worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Alrighty.
You know, should marijuana businesses pay tax on gross profits or net profits? It sounds like a silly question. What do you think, Anthony?
How are most businesses taxed?
As more states legalize it, the cash hauls look even more alluring. Of course, they do it as a story that you have to click on to look at.
Blinky clicky.
Read. Yes.
If it blinky clicky.
Yeah. Folks, just because it blinks does not mean you click.
Yes, yes, exactly.
You should make a commercial for that.
I should. You know, I should find something with that. That would be good. That would be very good.
So I think, you know, the safe thing to do would probably be to just tax all of it and just save that portion for tax.
Save that portion for tax.
Yeah, better be safe than sorry.
That makes sense, but you gotta, it has to also be still a reasonably priced item. They can't, like, tax it to non-existence, because then nobody's going to buy it legally then. And you basically have the same thing that you've had before.
This is true, but
I mean, instead of prohibiting it by saying, no, you can't have it, they prohibit it by saying, they being
price
government, they, exactly, they say, well, okay, fine, you can have it, but it's going to cost you a lot of fucking money to use this.
I mean,
shit.
It already costs the business owners to get the license and get the equipment and have the inspections, and so there is a cost to passing that on.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
But you're right. You don't want to tax it out of craziness.
Exactly.
Because then nobody would buy it, and your state wouldn't reap the rewards of that tax revenue. So, hey, if you've got any tax knowledge, if you're a tax accountant in Colorado or Washington or Alaska or any area where people and folks are needing those services, why don't you give us a call?
Yes.
813-327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566.
And even if you want to discuss the Echo Capsule or, you know, the bingo stabbings with the ice pick, you know, we're game with that. We'll talk about fucking anything. So,
Ian, what's your take on the 82-year-old man that, you know, he went around stabbing this 88-year-old woman's tires?
88-year-old woman, yeah.
Just because of what, Anthony? Because
she kept sitting in his bingo seat.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep. I guess they played at a bingo hall in some retirement community, and he would just, I guess, had his favorite seat, and she had decided that she wanted to sit there. Either she was new, or she was being spiteful, or she just thought she'd sit wherever the hell she wanted to sit. And he apparently got all pissed off about it and slashed her tires with an ice pick.
Why is that in my face? I'm not understanding.
What is going on? Joe, you sound... Well, you said you were phlegmy. You changed.
I was testing the remote capabilities of the microphone.
The remote capabilities of the mic.
Yeah. So I stuck this microphone in our guest's face, and I think I might have offended. So
I think so. Usually doing that is not the best way to keep guests around.
I was trying to do my best Chip Skipper, I'm telling you. You know, if you know where Chip Skipper's at, too, give us a call, 813-327-8566.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love, in one of these episodes, to say, hello, welcome, you're on Chiampa Radio.
Would that make you feel good?
Caller, you're on the line.
Would that make you all excited?
That would.
It would? Well, that's good.
That would make me extremely excited, just mm-hmm. because of the fact that we would know then that people are actually listening.
This is true.
Of course, we also understand, you know, sometimes you get a little lazy. We get you. But getting back to the news, you know, there is so much on the internet these days, you can't help but do a Google search. Are you reenacting the solar power discussion we had earlier? Are you the sun?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. While I'm looking for the Google search. There we go. Google search.
Well, at least according to Newsweek, marijuana is not, repeat, not a gateway drug. The gateway theory argues that because heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamines, yes, users often used marijuana before graduating to harder drugs, it must be a gateway to harder drug use. You know what? I can say that it's not a drug, a gateway drug, only because I have no desire to use any of those other drugs.
No.
There's nothing inside of me that said, hey, you know what? I'm curious about those things.
Mm-mm. Me neither. Exactly.
And not to say that if you're curious about something that you're going to develop a habit, but you know what? I think if you have such an insatiable desire, there must be a reason why you're self-medicating to that degree.
No, I totally agree.
But, you know, the theory implies that there's a casual mechanism that biologically sensitizes drug users, making them more willing to try and more desirous of harder drugs. You know, but I don't buy that.
You don't?
I really don't.
You don't? I don't really buy that either.
If anything, it's a gateway to my refrigerator.
Oh, but that is a dangerous thing sometimes.
It's a gateway to... What are those cookies, Anthony? Do you have that little clip?
I think I do. Please hold. Yeah, no, yeah, momento, leads, por favor.
It leads to these cookies. And oh. You know what? If you're going to do anything, eat.
Oh, hi. I found some tasty new cookie snacks at my
local 7-11. Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Where'd you get that commercial?
Someone just sent it to us. Some anonymous email address. No eggs
and no dairy. Oh, at least we're getting something.
Yeah, I know, right?
Good. Go ahead and get yourself down to a 7-11.
Sounds like something Shirley might do.
Shirley? I thought you wanted cookies. What the hell do you want? Cookies or Shirley?
But Shirley Q. Liquor might be a potential future guest for us if we do it right, because I'm sure somebody out there can hook us up.
Somebody might.
Because she's not dead.
No, not this time. She's alive. I don't know if she does guest appearances much. That's a good question.
Perhaps that's something our marketing and legal departments can get going. Who do we even have those departments?
I think that's Betty too. I think Betty does that.
Is that
as
Betty?
Well. Yeah, okay. Betty does the whole.
She did show up, right? Sorry.
No,
folks, you know what? This is so important. She screens our calls.
Not
she
yet,
takes care of all
yet.
The
no,
different
yet.
Contracts and promotional materials that we might have from time to time. And, you know, if you know where Shirley's at, or Shirley, oh my God, Shirley.
Who is Shirley?
Who is Shirley? But if you've seen
Shirley was a lovely woman.
Yeah.
She was a lovely woman. She was kind of short, though. She's short and, her butt kind of sagged really bad. You know, she kind of jiggled. But she was a very sweet lady, though. She was absolutely wonderful. So, yeah. And Dick White, too. He's accumulated quite a few parking tickets. It's kind of bad, actually. The city said they were going to tow his car a few weeks ago, but it hasn't happened yet. So, you know.
All they gotta do is put a boot in and tow it.
Well, but you know, they take forever to do anything around here, and you know, it's Florida. Things move slowly here. They were busy responding to the bingo fight ice picking. You know, the whole stop parking in my space, old lady. I stab your tires. Some 80-something year old man stabbing some woman's tires. Some 80-year-old woman's tires.
Wow.
That's just ridiculous.
That's
what the hell
insane.
Is wrong with these people? These people
vote. Is there any new news
vote.
On the Phoenix situation?
Phoenix. Let me look at Phoenix. Let me look. Hold on.
I mean, folks, it's crazy out in Phoenix, apparently.
Is it crazy in Phoenix?
It's the Mohammed cartoon contest.
That falafel was horrible. Actually, it was pretty good. It's just horrible coming back up. Okay, hold on. I'm looking for the news. Like, where are you looking for? Where are you finding it? What are you finding it on? What's your source?
CNN.com.
Okay, here we go. I found it. Mohammed, a cartoonist contest. Hundreds expected. That's a hundredth. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. I don't see anything of importance at the moment. But
yeah,
I'm sure
no.
As soon as it starts happening, it'll... Yeah,
we don't have any breaking news on that.
You know, it's like... Man, these people just need to smoke some weed.
Just chill out and listen to us. Listen to us, you know. Mm-hmm. Does that work?
We won't draw for you.
No, I don't draw. I don't. You don't want me to draw. You'll ask for a picture of anything. You'll just get a mess. Generally, that's what happens.
Did you just say you'll get PMS when you draw?
No, a mess. I said a mess. A mess.
Okay.
Yeah, just a mess, not PMS. Although I do suffer from that sometimes too, though. At least I'm convinced of it, I think.
So what's the latest in cooking? Because I know we were talking about a cooking segment.
Is there anything
new in the diet world as far as cannabis?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I know you can buy a whole bunch of different shit now with it. You can buy butter and cookies and apparently jelly worms and shit now, too. Because, I guess it popped up, like, a bag of pot jelly worms, like a commercial bag of pot jelly worms popped up in I think it was Michigan or Indiana last week, and I assume they came from, they didn't know where they came from, but I'm assuming they came from one of the other states that have it legalized, like Oregon or Colorado.
I mean, apparently there's tons of recipes. For these marijuana edible gummy worms.
Are there really?
I would have to say that it could be dangerous, especially if you use such a quantity. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. Well, I don't know. I mean, can you OD on weed? Is it a myth? Is it truth? Can you OD on weed?
I'm not saying that you're going to OD, but I'm going to say that you could, like, rapidly intensify the reaction, which is not necessarily fun.
No, that is true.
Especially with sugar, because if I've come to realize one thing, sugar will kill you.
Yeah, I have to go to water and unsweet tea when I'm. I can get very fidgety very quickly, very just shoo, go through the roof and just have this ball of energy sometimes.
It was 6:30 in the morning. I was at a Starbucks and there was a dude that ordered a large venti latte, vanilla. He took it to the counter where all the sugars were located, and he took the clear jar of just pure white sugar.
Oh yeah.
He held it over the cup
and just drowned it. Yeah.
And pour and pour. First off, the latte itself, without any sugar added, is already sweet.
Oh yeah, totally.
If you don't realize, folks, milk turns into sugar by the time it digests into your system. So, you know, why? It just makes my stomach hurt.
No, I've seen people put like 6, 8, 10 sugar packets in a cup of coffee.
So what I'm saying is, when you introduce, when you introduce marijuana with gummy bears, it's all sugar. It's I think it could make for some dangers, because I think sugar tends to amplify.
Well, it's a possibility with certain strains. Maybe other strains it doesn't amplify quite as much.
Well, but what I mean on amplify though is it could amplify a sugar spike situation where you have to make more insulin to cover the.
No, that's true. That's true. That's very true.
And now, when you add insulin and marijuana together, that's a little interesting.
Interesting.
It's a little interesting.
That is interesting. Excuse me.
Did you hear Amazon is coming out with its own line of food?
No, but I heard another interesting thing about Amazon. So you tell me about your Amazon thing, and I'll tell you about my Amazon thing.
Well, I heard recently that Amazon is going to be introducing its own line of food. So soon you'll be able to order next day milk with their own Essentials brand.
Interesting.
Or is it Elements? I think it's Elements.
I think it's Elements.
Yeah,
Elements. Amazon, I think it's Elements.
You know, I mean, I was quite pleased to get things next day, but, you know, it's interesting to say that I could order food and just have it delivered and not really give a care that I didn't walk to go get it.
I used to do that when I lived in the city. I subscribed to that web van service.
Peapod?
No, it wasn't Peapod, it was web van.
You did WebVan.
Okay. I did specifically WebVan. I think Peapod was available, but I liked the way WebVan did their thing more than Peapod. So, yeah. But they went away shortly thereafter. There's a knock on the door. There's a lot of knocking on the door.
Perhaps we should go to a commercial break.
We can go to a commercial break. We'll talk to you in a few moments then. I think,
wholesome organic popcorn, plus sparkling soda, plus piping hot coffee, equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mega Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Radio Free Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Somewhere right now, it's 420.
How you doing? This is Shirley Q. Liquor with the United States Pro Smoking Committee. We formed this last night at my house.
Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston's is tastes good like a cigarette should. And Winston give you real flavor, full rich tobacco flavor. Winston easy drawing too. The filters put the flavor through. Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. I need me a smoke break now.
You are listening to WEED. Chiampa.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right. I had volume turned up way too loud.
Was your volume way too loud? I'm here. Hello, we're on.
Ooh, there you go. Good Lord Jesus Christ.
Good Lord Jesus Christ.
Sweet baby by Jesus.
Sweet baby. So hey. we got Brian in the studio with us. Hello, Brian.
Brian! Brian, you're in the studio.
Hello, hello.
I think there's some in this piece, too, as well. Okay. It needs to be poked.
Folks, guess what? We actually have guests.
We have guests.
Can you believe it? We have guests.
Well, your guest is kind of a hostile guest.
Well...
Is there somebody else here?
Yes, there is somebody else here in the background with Joe.
But you know what though, you can't blame him. I need a remote microphone. We'll work on that. Just like the IRC chat room, folks. We'll work on that.
Are you spearheading that project now?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I'm not.
If you've got any comments or questions about that, how can they reach us, Anthony?
813-327-8566.
That's awesome. 813-327-8566. So, Brian, what's new?
Yeah, what have you been doing? We haven't talked to you in a long time. Well, you were still up in Delaware the last time we talked with you.
Yeah, I live back in Tampa again. Yay.
So, wait, you lived in Delaware?
Delaware.
Exactly. Where is Delaware?
Where is Delaware?
Where you send your credit card payment to.
So yeah, he was up in Delaware for a little while and then came and joined us.
And now I live back in Tampa, yes, back quite in 2010.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I have to be honest now, as a person that generally likes to stay put, How do you, you know, manage to survive and find a job and all that fun stuff?
Well, right now I work at Sawmill, which is a gay and lesbian campground.
Very nice.
And it's a lot of fun.
So you actually can not only travel and do these things, but you have fun with that. And you know what? Man, that's happy.
I know. And please, I get to look at sexy men and naked men all day.
There we go.
See, you know, you can't really necessarily complain about that now.
Because the pool is clothing optional. So that's always a good thing.
That is always a good thing.
Exactly. Especially if you're into that sort of thing, you would love it.
Exactly. So what have you been up to, Joe?
Well, I manage a bustling brunch restaurant here in Chicago in the Roscoe Village neighborhood, and I'm very happy. It's mm-hmm. we're doing really well. It's orange, by the way, in case you're listening. And if you're around, stop in. We're open from 8 to 3 every day. The only day we're actually closed are Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, you're only closed Thanksgiving and Christmas? And exactly, what was that information again?
Well, you can find us at Orange Restaurant, or go to us at orangerestaurantchicago.com. You can see some pictures at instagram.com/orangechicago. We'll have some show notes in the links. But, man, we've got awesome French toast, pancakes, all kinds of...
I could use some French toast right about now.
Or some pancakes. Yeah, you'll be satisfied.
You just lay me down on a bed of pancakes, throw some syrup on me, and give me a fork. I'm good.
Stop it, you're making me wet.
See, now, down in Tampa, what kind of restaurants and such do you have? You know, so that say a fellow stoner wants to really enjoy a nice brunch experience.
Ella's Soul Food Sundays is good. If you like soul food, Ella's Soul Food Sundays is pretty good. Have you had them, Ella's? You've had Ella's. Have you had them? Because their regular menu is fine, too. I've eaten their regular menu. They have, like, burgers and other shit. But on Sundays, they do their whole soul food Sunday thing.
Yeah, and then they usually have, like, the blues bands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple different bands that play.
Now, where is Ella's?
Where
can you find Ella's?
I can tell you where Ella's is.
They are on the corner of Nebraska and Shadow Lawn.
There you go. It's 5119 North Nebraska Thank Avenue. You. There you go.
Because I had a house right up the street from there. And I love that restaurant.
It was very good.
Yes, they probably loved you as it was very convenient and you were a regular.
Probably. And their prices were never, I don't think, they're a little high now, but yeah. I don't think, for a while they were pretty reasonable, but. But listen, I think prices are just getting high anyway, especially with the whole shit in California.
And bird flu in Iowa were fracked.
Really? What's going on? I heard about that bird flu thing in Iowa.
Well, apparently, for some reason in Iowa, there's some sort of outbreak of bird flu, and so there's shit tons of birds. Well, Ian has just stood up. I don't know if that's breaking news or if he just...
Do we have a hostile guest? Okay, hold on.
Do we have hostile guest
Wait,
music?
Hold on.
Why am I hostile?
Why is he hostile?
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
I think Chip Skipper is being held hostage. In the newsroom. Skip, please tell us what's going on.
Chip Skipper here.
Chip! Where'd you come from?
Well, I was hiding underneath the peanut bag.
The what?
The peanut bag, he said.
Oh, the peanut.
Yeah, I was wondering what he said.
I thought he said the penis bag.
I did too. Because I just saw a picture of one on Facebook earlier when somebody just wraps like a thing around their nutsack and their dick, and that's it. That's all they wear to the beach. They call it a penis bag.
Well, Chip just ran away, so I think...
I hope I didn't scare him.
Did we scare Chip?
You know what? He's got a lot of PTSD right now, so he's... You
know, smoke more weed, that helps.
It's true, it does.
Yeah. It really does help with PSSP, or whatever you call that.
PLMNOP. QRSTUV.
TUD.
IUD?
IUD. No, I hope he doesn't have one of those, otherwise that might be a reason for some of that PTSD.
Breaking news.
Wait, hold on. Can we break news inside breaking news? Then we have to unbreak the news twice. All right, fine, here we go.
No, let's just... There was a report in North Carolina.
You have to let it finish. You have to let it finish. And Brian's all choked up here. We're going to have to call the paramedics. Travesty. So what's your breaking news? Joe, please tell us what's going on.
there was an IED in a car discovered in Pinal Pipe in North Carolina. Dude was driving his SUV.
Okay.
Blew up.
Blew up.
Yes, and he was still in the vehicle.
I think that's the smoke that Brian is choking from, is from that incident. When did this happen?
Sometime today.
Oh, sometime today?
Yes.
Well, that's not. Well, it's kind of breaking. Why are we just hearing about it now? That is a good question.
I'm sorry for coughing in your ear.
It adds to the whole experience.
You're having the excessive phlegm that we were talking about earlier.
Oh no, he coughs all the time. That's not breaking news. That's okay. Normal news.
Yeah. You would think I just learned how to smoke pot, but no.
For years, he'll cough his head off when he smokes weed.
And then I go into what we call the reboot here in Tampa.
The reboot. I think you've had the reboot before too, Joe, haven't you?
Reboots. I have.
Yes.
I love them.
Loves the reboots. I don't know. The reboots kind of scare me sometimes.
They're just fabulous.
I freak out with them. They freak me out sometimes. So, are we done with our breaking news?
We're done with our breaking news.
Can we go back to our regular breaking news? Okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Okay, so we've got the breaking news. Breaking news. What was the other breaking news? I guess it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just can't find anything when you really need it. It sucks.
It does suck.
You know,
see anything good on Netflix lately?
I've actually not. How about you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll let you start. What were you going to talk about?
No, because I just recently watched that new show on Netflix. I forget. It's Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Gracie and
Fred?
Fred, no.
No. Oh, damn.
No. Hold on.
Gracie and Kelly?
No.
No. All right, hold on. We're going to have to initiate the Google search sequence.
But it's really...
Hold on. Okay. Funny. Netflix. TV show... with Lily
Grace
Tomlin.
And
Grace and Kelly, yes, there we go. There
what
we
is
go.
It?
Grace and Kelly.
Oh, so Grace. It is Grace and Kelly.
It
or
is Grace,
it Grace and Frankie.
Oh, that's it, Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie.
It's my God.
Grace and Frankie. That is correct.
It's a great show.
It is hilarious. I do totally agree.
And those two together, and they did get picked up for a second season. So I'm kind of
hoping.
Oh,
they did get picked up for a second season.
I'm hoping that Dolly
okay.
Parton shows up.
That is one for me as
wonderful?
Well. That would be nice. I would like to. Dolly Parton would throw that whole thing together.
She's awesome.
Ugh, I agree.
But now, is it my imagination, or does it seem that her must get larger and larger and larger?
No, I think that she just keeps them updated. And
she gets
them
filled up with air once in a while.
Yeah, she
like your tires on your car. Yeah, like the tires on your car. She gets them rotated, and
you know what? If you're listening and you've had some plastic surgery experiences, definitely give us a call at 813-327-8566.
For any reason.
Yeah.
If you're bored, just.
Well, I've had lap band. Is that considered plastic surgery?
There we go. That is considered like.
Ah, okay.
There we go. See, we have something.
What was that like?
What was that like?
What, having the surgery?
Yes.
It's been a great experience, and it saved my life.
Good.
Now I'm getting ready to blow my belly button out because I'm coughing.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know, the folks that that do have plastic surgery, Cher, for instance, or... Gosh, I've heard of so many. You know, how about that 82-year-old ice picking tire slasher?
No, they did not look like they had gotten any plastic surgery. They were old. They were both old people, and they looked old and grumpy. That's why. Did I tell you that this 86-year-old dude flattened some 82-year-old woman's car tires with an ice pick? Slashed her tires because she kept sitting in his spot in the bingo parlor.
You got that to be fucking kidding me.
Kid you not. It was in Lake, where the fuck was it?
Was it here in Florida?
It was here. It was in Florida.
Figures.
Why is that?
Dude, because we are God's waiting ground. Okay? I mean, we're his waiting room for the elderly people.
And we seem to house the crazy, too.
Oh, my God.
That seems to me that the people love to come here. It's like Florida seems to be like a destination to solve all problems until people realize you move and your problems follow you.
Well, like Joe was telling us last night about one of his patients.
Oh, from New Hampshire. No, exactly.
Oh my God, he's fucked.
This dude from New Hampshire, I guess, came down in an escort and didn't.
With his social worker.
He wanted to stay in Florida. It's like, you know, but he had New Hampshire is so much better in terms of how they take care of their mentally ill. Because here, Joe's like, he wouldn't get nearly as many services here in Florida that they would have up in New Hampshire. So,
well, now did this guy originally come from New Hampshire?
Yes, he was here on vacation.
He's here on vacation.
And he tried defecting to Florida. It's like a Soviet 1952, yeah. You know, Svetlana wants to escape Mother Russia to come to the United States and build a family and a prosperous life.
What are you talking about?
He don't know. He does not know. This motherfucker is high. Let me tell you, he's what we call like all chinked out. Like I can't even see his eyes. They are like squinting. He is chinked out. I know that's not politically correct.
Chinky chow.
But yeah, he's
sounds
really
like cat food.
Yeah, I know, right?
Joe, it'd be great to see you again.
I know. We need to get you down here for like a week. I have a fully functional guest room now.
Well, I mean, but the only thing that I need is a cat sitter. Or I need more automated
more automated kitty things. What do you have that's automated now? I may have parts that you can use.
The only thing that's automated, but it needs a water supply, would be the water fountain.
Oh.
But now, if I could get an automated food dispenser.
I have one of those, I think. I didn't give it to you, did I?
Nope.
No, I have one of those.
Or an automated cat litter poop scooping device.
I had one of those. They don't work that well.
Really?
No. You think they work?
I don't
well,
think Trixie
don't.
Would like that.
No,
I really don't. She would be afraid.
My hostile guest is.
Is it good for radio to want to lock up cats?
He wants to lock the cat up. And you know what? I do have one cat.
Brian is interested in learning more about your hostile guest.
He sounds cute.
He says he sounds cute. Oh. What does that mean?
Well, he's happily entangled in myriads of affairs right now. So,
oh, he's
well, that's
so,
good. I'm single. That
was the same thing with Brian,
I'm not
though.
Asking for his hand in marriage. I'm just saying he sounds cute.
He said, "Thank you."
Thank you. Okay, there you go. So we got a thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh wow!
Hostile guest.
I'm sorry. Sometimes that's just how it sticks. I think the hostile guest is partaking in the festivities of the green leafy thing.
Oh, yes.
He's blasting. All right. Well, that's good.
Yay! Aren't we all?
Oh, I know. Like he said, I feel totally chinked out over here.
I'm getting there.
And Ryan's in his way. He's on his way there.
You know, when you see the white smoke, then you know things are good.
Yes, that's very true.
Very good.
Especially, yeah, that kind of good. That's good.
That just scared me.
Definitely.
You're filled. Wait. Which one did I fill up? I think I filled that.
Hold on.
I'll give you the
implement. Wow, my goodness, what the hell was that?
Oh my God!
That was a jet burst.
That was a jet burst.
Y'all just skirt me.
Skirt. So you skirt Brian.
I got skirt.
We smoke expensive weed.
Oh, do you?
Ugh. Like, for instance, when I was down in Florida, I was amazed at. I don't know if the cost is still the same, but I was amazed. So, is it still the same?
Maybe. We'll have to discuss that later.
Okay.
But I don't think it's changed much since the last. It's been pretty stable. Well, prices, I think, have been stable here.
Well, you weren't getting from so-and-so.
Yeah, so...
You're getting from the other person.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing that I'm going towards is the fact that, you know, the tax revenues again, come on. There's so much to be made.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that. I mean...
And I think, wasn't there a story about that in Florida, Anthony?
What with the medical marijuana? Yeah, they like approved
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah,
the actual CBD for that they is actually that particular strain or the CBD is actually legal in every 50 states. The Charlotte's Web strain of marijuana is actually legal in every 50 states where people can use it for seizures.
So what is the Charlotte's Web version of marijuana?
Well, it's not a synthetic. From what I understand, it has no high attributes. Like, you don't get a high feeling or anything like that, but you do get the medicinal purposes or things that go along with sustaining seizures, so people don't have them, so you don't have to take pharmaceuticals.
I'm assuming that this is a pill that you are going to take.
I don't know if it's an oil. I don't know how it's administered. I'm not really too sure. I think Anthony's looking at that right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
He's doing a Google search without the Google music.
I only got so many fingers.
It's a high cannabidiol. Cannabinoidial, low THC cannabis extract marketed as a dietary supplement under federal law and medical cannabis under state laws. It is produced by the Realm of Caring Foundation in Colorado. It does not induce the psychoactive high typically associated with recreational strains that are high in THC. In September of 2014, ROC announced that they would ensure that the product consistently contained less than 0.3% of THC. But it's named after Charlotte Fiji, born October 18th, 2006, whose story has led to her being described as the girl who is changing medical marijuana laws across America.
I see.
Her parent, yeah, it was epileptic seizures brought on by the Dravet syndrome.
Oh, interesting.
So yeah, and that's important. We're totally advocating that continue to stay legal and that, you know...
I think they should do what they did, like what they did in Portugal. Like, in Portugal, they actually legalized every single drug there is. And I think... And what they're doing is they're looking at drug addiction as a public health issue
instead of a criminal.
And that's smart. And the same place where you go and get drugs from, you can also seek recovery. They made it, like, that's one of the things. If you can find NA meetings, you can find AA meetings. And what they've noticed, the drug deaths have gone down, their HIV rates have gone down, everything. Their crime rate has gone down because what's happening is people are seeking recovery quicker. One of the reasons is that people are seeking recovery because, you know, they hit bottom really quick because you have free range. And people just see all the deaths, and it's a public health issue instead of criminal. And I believe that's what the U.S. should do as well.
Yeah, it's basically decriminalized. Possessed no more than 10 days supply. So whatever that would equate to. Is considered personal use and is just an administrative, kind of like a ticket, like a speeding ticket.
The war on drug has been going on for over 70 years.
Yes.
You can't fight a fucking plant, and the plant is even bigger than the drug war itself.
No, exactly.
So they're spending billions of dollars on a war that's not even working. I say you to put that money towards helping people find recovery, and by legalizing all drugs, pills, everything. I don't do drugs or anything. I do smoke weed, and that's the only thing. I used to be on a lot of pharmaceuticals, but not anymore.
And that's pretty amazing. It's amazing just because it means your body is now clean and clear of that, but also you're not expending. That's right. An expenditure.
Exactly. As I sit here
trying to get expendify himself.
Exactly.
Just watch this. He's been trying to break up that damn weed for like 10 minutes.
Shut up.
I'm looking at a marijuana vending machine.
This marijuana is vending machine.
TheGuardian.com.
Okay.
Washington State, of course. We should all just move to Washington.
No, it snows there.
It does snow there.
If I never see snow again, I would move to Colorado, but no, it snows.
Well, listen to this. Washington State's first pot vending machine your mind. Is located inside Seattle Caregivers Medical Dispensary, where employees will keep it stocked with pot-infused edibles as well as marijuana flowers. This doesn't mean that anyone can just walk up, stuff in a couple of dollars, and buy the kush of their choice, even if the nation's top medical official is warming up to weed. That's silly.
What's silly?
Well, there should be some regulation, but at the same time, if you have an approved card,
yeah,
and machine, you know, make it, if they want to use a fingerprint identification or identification, let them use a dispensary.
No, you know, totally.
If they're socially shy, even when they use weed, why not?
I'm sure eventually we'll see something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I think it would be a boon in airports.
You do have to keep in mind, though, you know, if we look at it too, though, it's probably going to get regulated in the same vein as alcohol and tobacco. And you can't buy beer from a vending machine. At least, I don't think in this state, you can. You have to buy it from a convenience store or a liquor store.
And it's the same thing with beer from a vending machine.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with cigarettes. You used to be able to buy cigarettes from cigarette machines, but I haven't seen a cigarette machine in a while.
Yeah, body shop still has them.
Okay, all right. Okay, so there are still cigarette machines around there. They're far and few, I guess, now, but. But I guess that's it, and they can only be in bars. So I guess if you follow along those same rules, then I guess that would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well. And again, if it takes some time, you know, to make sure that only of that be a 21? Should buying be allowed only if you're 21 and over? Or can you be 18?
I don't know, that's a good question.
I think 18. I mean, if you're old enough to vote on the laws, you should be able to partake in the
laws. That's true. That's a very good point.
How do you counteract that with alcohol, though? Because alcohol requires that you be 21. And to be honest, alcohol is so much more destructive in a sense. I understand.
I think it's usually city councils and stuff like that that vote on the laws for alcohol.
It's almost a nationwide thing. Yeah, I'm actually trying to look it up here. I'm not going to do the Google music. I'm looking something up.
Because like just recently in Tampa, they just passed a law.
Was that good?
They just passed or city council just passed a law. Where they can now sell liquor stores and stuff and private or the breweries, the independent breweries, because that's really big here now, is that they can sell their own what they call growlers, and they're like a mini keg of their special beer. And city council had a vote on that, but it never went to the public.
Okay. The minimum drinking, it's 21 is set by the National Minimum Drinking Age Act of 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And the law told states they had to enact a minimum drinking age of 21 or lose up to 10% of their federal highway funding. Now let me see if I can find out. Well, I'm sure there's probably some scientific...
There's a few states that I'm sure don't give a darn hoot and toot.
No, and that's very true.
Well, and I mean, look at Paris, though. Paris has, like, no drinking age.
Well, I could see that. The culture there being very heavy wine-oriented.
And they had the lowest amount of alcohol deaths. I mean, they had the lowest amount of alcoholism because they're brought up to respect it. So it could be the same thing when you legalize drugs. If they're, you know, if you're brought up to respect certain things and respect your body and don't overindulge, then I say go ahead and do it. But if you're like missing work and you're like staying home because you want to shoot up or take pills or something like that, then you got issues.
You got issues. 21 apparently seems to date back to English common law. And I guess that was initially the age at which somebody could vote. And become a knight. So, why things are why they are, that's a good question. But that was my phone. That's where that comes from. There you go, Brian is giving us a bit of meditation. Let's see. Oh, what's
I'm
left
looking at me? April Bloomfield's pot roasted artichokes with white wine.
Are you now? Are you
now?
Yes,
and okay. Let me tell you, those look absolutely delicious.
Well, I think I need to forage at some time and point myself and
I
and
as
so
a matter of
on.
Fact, I, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to our Facebook page, and that's Shyampa Weed Radio. You'll find show notes, links, all of the delicious things that we publish and post. And I just posted from the New York Times. Very nice. Brian, you should check this out.
Oh, I will. Actually, my
Have you checked us out on Facebook?
No, I didn't even know that you guys were on Facebook.
Oh, no, yeah. It's Shyampa Radio. I'll see if I can find you and find
if
you.
Doesn't come up on people that you may know,
yeah.
I don't go through it.
Well, I'll see. There you go, then.
And I haven't been sent a link to join. So
all right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So, anywho, and on that note, we should always remember and honor Shirley Kuhlager for our going off the air message. She's a little wound up. When the twilight gleamed just before I passed it. So check us out on Facebook, ShyampaRadio.com. Thank you, Brian, very much for coming by.
Thank you.
And,
thank you, Brian.
Yes,
thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Joe.
Thanks for letting me have Hostile Guest with us.
The Hostile Guest was wonderful. Thank you for his participation as well. We all enjoyed it. Everyone, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Have
and
a good
we'll
night.
Talk to you later.
The truth of the night. Did that pretty flag was still up there waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, say, do that star spangled in its mouth get waved? Is it still up there flying? Over the land of the free, honey, free at last. And the home of the brave. Come on now. Ooh, heart beating so hard.
Somewhere right now, it's 420.
This station is being